This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to today's mini-episode on The Relating Child. My name is Daniel Im.
And I'm Christina Im.
Today, we're going to be finishing our series on strength spotting. This is in conjunction with our previous episode about strengths-based parenting. So if you haven't listened to that episode, be sure to go back to episode 104. That's inbetween.org/episode104, where we discuss what strengths-based parenting is and why it's important.
On our previous mini episodes, we've described many different themes, including the achieving child, the caring child, the competing child, all the way to the present child themes. If you've missed any of these episodes, you're going to want to go back to listen. Head to inbetween.org/mini24 to grab the links to hear the characteristics of all these different types of themes.
But today, to finish things off, we're going to be discussing the relating theme. So here are a few characteristics that a child who has the relating theme tends to have. So if your child has this, relationships are going to be very important to them.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. They also like to start friendships and really keep them for a long time.
Yeah, on top of that, actually, they'll really easily meet new people, learn their names, and make friends very quickly wherever they go. And I think one of our child's.
Exactly. Every time this child goes somewhere, it's like, oh, I've made a new friend. Yeah.
And remembers the names too.
Yep, yeah, completely. And even if they don't come back with a friendship right away, right? Some of them do take their time making friends, but are good at building long-lasting friendships that stand the test of time, even COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you've checked off a few of these characteristics and you're like, yep, I think that's my child, then here are a few other emerging signs that they have this theme. They're going to thrive in an environment where they have friends and they're going to seek out those environments.
They also may watch other kids closely, not to compete with them or imitate them, but actually really get to know them by observing.
Yeah, they also may be willing to share or give a toy to another kid because that's one way that they connect and one way that they know forms bonds.
Right. I remember as a young teenager, and I realized that if I gave people gum, like I had gum, and I would just offer it to other people, that would really break barriers. They'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll have a piece of gum, and just start chatting.
you're one of those gum-giving people.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, nice. Are you one of the gum-receiving people?
No, I gave gum too because my dad owned a store. So, yeah, we had lots of gum.
Nice.
I don't think I ever had to pay gum until I was like 18.
Oh.
Pay for gum, yeah.
Should have been your friend. I would have gotten tons of gum. Yeah, and along those lines, children with the relating theme, they tend to light up when they make a connection. Maybe they're giving gum or something else. And when someone returns their friendship, it really means a lot to them.
So if you're like, yeah, you know what, Daniel, Christina, I think, yeah, that is my child. You are definitely describing my child through and through. Well, if that's the case, your job is not done. Actually, there are action items that you can do to help them grow in this theme so that it can become a strength. Now, all these, you know, the language of theme and strength, and there's actually an assessment behind all of this. All of that is going to be at inbetween.org/mini24 for the links. And then the fuller philosophy and framework around strengths-based parenting is all going to be described on episode 104. But if, yeah, you're like, okay, what next? Well, one thing is you can help your child play and learn with others and to continue to do so because that's going to be important for their growth.
Another thing you can do is find out who their best friends are, not just, you know, around the dinner table asking what their friends' names are, but perhaps you can see who they are at the playground and make arrangements for your child and their friend to get together. I know COVID sort of throws a wrench into it, so perhaps it can be even a Zoom playdate.
Yeah, and as your children are playing with others, make sure that you're observing not only who they prefer to relate with, but also how, right? Because your child may thrive in one-on-one interactions, maybe in smaller group interactions, or maybe they'll just have a more the merrier sort of mentality and thrive in larger groups.
That's a great point, Daniel. as parents of a relating themed child, you can really find out their favorite ways to relate to others and then give them plenty of opportunities to make connections.
Yeah, so if you want to dig deeper on this, learn a little bit more, just go to inbetween.org/mini24 for all of the links. Well, that brings us to an end on this kind of mini series on strength spotting and also on our mini episodes. So we're going to go back to once a week, but we do hope that this has been beneficial and that it's helped your parenting.
This episode was brought to you in part by Just These Guys, you know? A pastor and a psychologist team up to break down scripture and psychology, empowering you to transform by the renewing of your mind. Listen today at justtheseguys.podbean.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Just These Guys, you know?